WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, an Ivy League university settled up with the Trump administration. Correspondent Jared Hill has details from New York.
Columbia University is offering a major payout to the federal government, over $200 million in exchange for nearly $400 million in canceled research funding. The Trump administration pulled the money in March, saying Columbia didn't do enough to protect Jewish students from harassment during protests over Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. On social media, President Donald Trump posted Columbia would pay an additional $20 million to Jewish employees.
The Wall Street Journal reports Attorney General Pam Bondi told the president months ago his name appeared in files related to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Yesterday, lawmakers on Capitol Hill voted to subpoena the Justice Department and Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, who's serving 20 years in a Tallahassee prison. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
The White House tried again to redirect focus onto a different subject, in this case, how the Obama administration investigated potential Russian interference in the 2016 elections. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard walked reporters through her review of the matter and accused the former president of leading a coup against Trump. But past bipartisan congressional investigations and a special prosecutor found no such wrongdoing.
Officials in Russia say 49 people were on a flight that disappeared from radar this morning, among them five children. The BBC's David Harper.
Russian rescue services have found wreckage from a passenger plane that had lost contact with air traffic control in the far eastern Amur region. They say that the burning fuselage was spotted on a mountainside. The Angara Airlines flight was en route to Tinda from Blagoveshchensk, close to the Chinese border.
A quadruple murder case is officially over, and Brian Koberger, the man who killed four University of Idaho students, is beginning four consecutive life terms. CBS's Andres Gutierrez is in Boise.
Many had hoped Koberger would at least explain why he did the unthinkable in 2022, but when given the chance to speak, he refused.
I respectfully declined.
Calling him a coward, the judge sentenced him to four consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole.
Health officials near Columbia, South Carolina, say one person's died after swimming in Lake Murray. Suspected cause, a brain-eating amoeba. Here's advice from a local.
There's been an outbreak of amoeba, and for that reason, really, I would stay out of the water.
The State Department of Public Health says the amoeba is naturally occurring in almost all warm bodies of water, and human infection is very rare. S&P futures up 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The next step for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field. This will be head coach Matt LaFleur's seventh training camp in Green Bay. And although they've been to the playoffs nearly every year, I asked him, as he thought about what else is there left to do to get to the next step, a Super Bowl.
That's what we're always hunting, is trying to figure out how to get everybody to elevate. Myself, our staff, our support staff, and certainly our players, because they're the ones out there going to play the game. So that is at the forefront of our mind all the time.
Baseball. Brewers with a 10-2 win over the Mariners. The crew has now won 10 games in a row. Whenever they've had pitcher Quinn Priester on the mound.
You know, I attribute a lot of his success to the pace. You know what I mean? Like, he just gets it and goes, gets it and goes, gets it and goes. Doesn't give you a lot of time. There's not a lot of trepidation. There seems like there's a lot of conviction. Ball sinking, and then he's got a little cutter. He's got a little curveball, a little slider, and he's attacking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially early on today, and then gradually clearing by later this afternoon. It's going to be cooler, but still muggy. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunder shower, mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated late-day storm, high 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about K-12 public education in this state from the Wisconsin Public Education Network Conference in Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Nightlight with Pete Schwab,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwab, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwab.
Welcome back. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Pete Schwab. This is a Wednesday. I'd say a beautiful Wednesday night, but it is beautiful here in Madison. But in other parts of the state, apparently that is not the case. And I think I just got a message, or missed a couple calls from Marinette, where I think they just lost power because I just got a WPS notification. We lose power if someone sneezes. I mean, it's brutal.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on up there. But if you want to give us a weather report, or text in how it is in your part of the state, I'd be happy to share that with people because I honestly did not know. And this happened. My wife is going to be so mad because this happens every time I go out of town for like more than a few days. They lose power. I got stuck in Green Bay for 3 days about a year ago because of bad weather, and there was no power in Marinette, so I had nowhere to work. So I stayed in Green Bay in a hotel for like 3 days. I had the heat. I had the sauna, the hot tub, and my wife, she was so mad at me. So I hope everybody is staying safe wherever you are. But we have a fun show here tonight, even though Frank Anderson, we rescheduled him for Friday. So I would encourage all of you to come back Friday night at 6:35. Frank will be on the show, and I'm going to ask him all kinds of stuff. We've got a lot to discuss, and he has such great stories about our state. It'll make you shake your head at our state, be proud of our state, and just kind of laugh. And that's what Wisconsinology.com does. And Frank has a wealth of information about all of those topics. So he'll be here Friday night at 6:35. So, but, you know, we have Kaylin Cole coming up at 7:35. She's giving us a sneak preview of her new single, which drops in 2 days. And she's coming in person to do it, which I think will be fun. We have the file. We're going to play that. We'll talk to Kaylin and find out how this trip for her was back here to her home state. She is a Nashville artist now. But we have, we've had the pleasure of having her around for the last few weeks. And she was here the last time I was in Madison and performed live. So tonight we get a sneak preview of her new single, which will be fun. That's at 7:35. We also talked about what part of Wisconsin identifies as up north, as far as you're concerned. That's tonight's question of the night. Where does up north start in Wisconsin? This is a good one. We got a lot of text tonight. The consensus seems to be Wausau, Green Bay, way over like by Tomahawk, I think is what Chris Casper said. And then we had another texter kind of draw a line. I think it was Everett or somebody draw a line just across the state. Peshtigo, Wausau. It was Lance from Jefferson. Black River Falls, Wausau, and Peshtigo. Anything north of that sort of imaginary line is up north in Wisconsin. It's all absolutely beautiful, though. But let us know where you think up north starts in our state. We talked about that. We talked about playing bingo in college. That didn't really take off the way I thought it would, Con. You gave like a couple sympathy laughs, but I thought I should have got a little bit more for that.
Yeah, it's been a while since I played bingo.
Yeah, it comes back to you. We also, I toyed with the idea of having a contest with Conrad to see if we both set up OnlyFans accounts, who would get more fans. Now, you know, you're the young buck, Con. You're still kind of in shape. You're in the perfect muscle building part of your life. I think you might start strong, but I think I would catch you because I would do full nudity.
I don't think you should.
Do you think there are OnlyFans pages where people don't get naked? Like, I mean, there are probably OnlyFans pages where people just talk because they're bored or they're lonely, right?
You know, there's some pages. There's one time where I actually subscribed to one. But it was a tutorial, like a guy who would do Adobe Photoshop. And when I was in college, I like tried to learn from him, and he'd have his private page that you had to. I paid for like a month just to get more tips and stuff.
And then you went there and he was naked telling you how to use Adobe.
No.
Wait a minute. That sounds like kind of a scam. Like, you know.
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah, I just went to YouTube.
Oh, that is hilarious.
But I like this stuff.
Yeah, no, listen, it doesn't have to be a naked thing. It just could be informative. I think that's what... OnlyFans is a community, and it's not, you know, even those of us who aren't particularly bombshells can be on OnlyFans. So we talked about that. We thought about it would be a fun, you know, kind of contest to see. Listen, it's going to take some arm twisting. I don't think Conrad wants to do it, and I'm not here to pressure anybody. So we'll discuss that off the air. But we had Frank Anderson scheduled. We had to reschedule him, but Kalen Cole is coming up at 7:35. So there you go. You're caught up, folks. We are kicking off Act Two here with more of your texts. Everett did clarify. He said those three are around Eau Claire. Paul from Bayview, he's in the 414, says anywhere north of Baraboo. Baraboo. That kind of surprised. That's Sauk County, right?
That's just like an hour north, hour and something north of Madison. Right,
Baraboo. Okay. Yeah. He says, my friends live on the Wisconsin River in Baraboo, and it feels up north to me. Well, that's what it is, I think, too. It's like a mindset.
Yeah.
Is the up north thing. Tony the Trucker says, Pete missed last night's question. Oh, I already read that one. He said he's got the Three Stooges and Marilyn Monroe on his wall, and that's kind of similar to what I had working with Walter Payton and Catherine Bach and Farrah Fawcett. Everett from Sun Prairie, he says, as usual, the offer man has it just right. Great soundbite. Okay, so I sent you some stuff last night, Con. So
yes.
You have, all right, Happy Gilmore 2 drops
Friday.
On the 25th, Friday, on Netflix. You don't even have to go to the theater to see it. So we have a clip. What do you have? This is Sandler talking about Happy Gilmore, though, correct?
Yes, it's him talking about why they chose to do Happy Gilmore 2 instead of like Big Daddy 2 or any of his other movies that he had that were popular in around that time.
Fantastic. All right, here's Adam Sandler talking Happy Gilmore 2.
Adam, you've had so many iconic hits from the 90s in particular. I'm thinking, obviously, Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, Big Daddy, The Wedding Singer,
Those were some of my favorites.
But why was it Happy Gilmore that you wanted to give the sequel treatment to?
Well, that's a good question. I think old Happy, I don't know, we were excited about talking about a sports guy who has gotten older and is older and dealing with life. And, you know, everybody forgets all these superstars we worship also come home at night and have things going on,
yeah,
real stuff with their families. And we thought it was interesting to have Happy have some heartache in his life, have to try to continue on and maybe get back to the thing he loved that he ran away from.
You're a Sandler fan and a Gilmore fan. What do you think? What do you think there? I mean, it's kind of like, all right.
I thought it was kind of funny that it was like, he kind of answered it. He kind of answered the question.
It kind of sounded like he was doing a fake voice.
Yeah, no, it's, so the main thing about Happy Gilmore is that he wants to pay for his daughter's college in the second movie. Now you can see that in the trailer. And that's what he means by him trying to go back to golf to try to win money. for his daughter's college.
Was Happy Gilmore your favorite Sandler movie?
Oh, no, no. It's up there. It's not my favorite, though.
Billy Madison?
No.
Big Daddy.
It is Big Daddy.
Wedding Singer.
No,
it's is it Big Daddy?
I love Big Daddy. Oh.
Okay.
But I would say Wedding Singer is probably two then. Then Punch Drunk Love. That's a great movie.
Okay, so we're talking Sandler films. What did you think of Uncut Gems? Because that one, I wanted to pull my hair out watching that movie.
Some people love it, and some people hate it like you. I'm right down the middle. It was fine for me. You know, it wasn't like something crazy to me, but I enjoy his other films better than that one.
I didn't even, it's not like I disliked Sandler in that movie. I didn't like his character. I wanted to punch him because he was so, you know, watching himself destruct was so difficult. But,
but
it wasn't a terrible movie.
No, it wasn't terrible.
Do we have time for one of my favorite Seinfeld clips. And it's them talking about when they killed off the Susan character. Do we have time to play that one?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So this is, Jerry sets it up. And they're talking about how they never killed anyone off on Seinfeld. But then they decided to, and they were wondering if they could get away with it, and they do as only Seinfeld can.
And it seemed like we should kill at least one person before the series was over.
Question merely became, can you kill somebody funny?
Your character's going to die from licking envelopes.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, we'd like some wedding invitations.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, well, we have quite a few to pick from. They're arranged in order of price. The most expensive are in the front.
Mm-hmm. George didn't kill Susan. There was no intent. He bought cheap envelopes. I think the coldest moment ever played on a television show was the reaction of George and his friends to the death of his fiance.
Excuse me, are you the husband?
Well, not yet, fiance.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry. She's gone.
What's that?
She expired.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course.
So, she's dead?
Yes.
Huh. She's, gone.
Dead?
I'm so sorry, George.
Yeah, me too.
How did it happen? Apparently the glue in the wedding invitations was toxic.
Well, that's weird, huh? So I guess you're not getting married. But.
Yeah?
Well, I thought we'd both be getting married.
Hey, what can I tell you?
All right.
Come on, let's get some coffee.
You haven't even watched Seinfeld, have you?
I thought it was hilarious that the doctor said she's expired. Like, not saying she's dead, just she expired. And, I'm like, what?
And just when he says, huh. And the whole thing with them is he's back and forth. Like, he doesn't want to get married, but then he can't live without her. It's just this hilarious relationship. Like, a lot of relationships are like that. And you couldn't see this listening to the clip, but when she says the expensive ones are in the front, and George immediately grabs the cheap ones. So he does inadvertently kill Susan. And then it's funny after that, because the parents hate him so much. They know that he did something because he's George. All right. We're going to do a very short break. Then I am going to tell you about that TV show I'm watching. That is my vow to you, to quote the great George Costanza. And we will read yet more of your texts that are piling in. It's a fun night here at Nightlight, and great to have you with me. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Can't take my eyes off.
just too good to be true. Can't take my
eyes. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. You see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
The calls are right. To find an answer on the road. I used to be a hard.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. What better way to spend your Wednesday, folks? However you're choosing to do it, it's great to have you, and we're having fun tonight. We got a great question tonight, folks. Where does Up North start in Wisconsin? And there's a lot of different opinions, but there's also some similarities. We've got a lot of social media texts that I have not gotten to yet, so let's get to those. Daniel Wheeler, who also chimed in on the text line, said, I consider just above Green Bay to be the beginning of Up North. Popular opinion, Daniel. Hope you get to see your tornado, and hope you don't drag anybody else down with you. Daniel Wheeler, Conrad, an actual matchmaker. He can't bring two people together to save his life, but he can make a match.
Yes, he can. I actually got him. You can see it.
Oh, Daniel, we got your matches. I still have them at home.
The Last Witch in Wisconsin.
It's a handsome-looking matchbook. Dan Davey says, just north of Waupaca, or no? That's a guy who knows his Wisconsin vernacular. Ernol. Monica Hale. Thank you, Dan. Monica Hale says, north of Highway 10, or when it starts getting flat and the trees are taller and thinner. Yeah, it is weird. It does seem like you kind of enter into a different state when you get really far north. Matt Harper, rock rap artist, our pal from Green Bay, says north of 64. Yeah, that's a great one too. 64 goes like straight west in Marinette County towards the middle of the state. That's a great barrier too, or boundary. JB Thompson, the guy behind the guy, he says, when the sun drop signs start is where the Northwoods begin, and Up North is after they end. Sundrop, of course, is manufactured in Shawano. Delicious Sundrop. And if you do drink a Sundrop, I highly recommend the real sugar Sundrop in a glass bottle. That's all you need, folks, especially if you're up north. Rex Sykes says, north of wherever you are. Okay, that's fair. That's a good answer. Thank you, Rex. Jay Campbell says Highway 8. We've heard a couple for Highway 8. And Chris Anderson says anything north of Waupaca. A lot of vacation homes in Waupaca. Beautiful area. My wife's family had a cottage there, and that's a gorgeous area. I would say that's up north, too. Great answers, folks. And you can still get in on the fun. Where does up north start in Wisconsin? That's our question of the night. And we have Kaylin Cole coming up in just a few minutes, folks. She is giving us a sneak preview of her new single. And it's very exciting. She came in here in person to do it, even though we're going to play the file. We'll talk to Kaylin, find out about how her Wisconsin trip has been. She's headed back to Nashville soon. And it's always great to have Kaylin on the show. I would say, Conrad, wouldn't you say Kaylin has officially become a friend of the show?
I would say so.
Okay. So we're in agreement there.
Yes.
Conrad's brother texted. It's the least he could do because it's his question.
It's his question, yeah.
He says, my brother texted me saying, Highway 29. That's a good one, too. It's all by highway. A lot of it's by highway. All right. So I've been talking about the show I watched. I mentioned it a little bit the other night, but the more I think, I have some distance from it, and I like it a lot. And it's called Untamed. It's on Netflix, and it stars Eric Bana. Bana? I think it's Bana. Eric Bana and Sam Neill, two Australian actors. Eric Bana's had an interesting career. He was the Hulk, or David Banner. And he was in, what was the movie he was in? Was he in Argo? He was in some, like, where he was like a military commando. I think he was in the Mossad. What was that movie? He's had a great career. And he's kind of one of those guys that can turn up in something bad, but then he can also, you can see him in a like a blockbuster or a great film. But he's a solid actor. And Sam Neill has had a great career. He was in the first Jurassic Park. He was in a movie called Dead Calm, which was great, with Nicole Kidman years and years ago. Both great actors. The show starts with two rock climbers on the side of a mountain. And all of a sudden, a dead body falls between them and pulls their ropes, and they almost get sucked down, too. And they are up in Yosemite National Park. That's the setting of the show. And Eric Bana plays the federal, not park ranger, but the federal agent that oversees the park. And it's gorgeous. I mean, the setting alone, even on my, you know, what is it, a 55-inch TV I have in my living room, the scenery is gorgeous. And these two climbers are up on the side of this mountain. A body falls, and that's how the show starts. It's this hyper-intense scene. I'm kind of scared of heights, so I was freaked out to begin with. But this body comes out of nowhere, and then the authorities get called in. There's some twists and turns, and the park has, like, this community. There's, like, a small town near the park, people that live in the park. There's a group of hippies that live in the park. Anyway, pretty solid show. I think there's six episodes, and every one of them's good, and the relationships are good. I highly recommend it. You gonna watch it, Conrad, based on my recommendation?
I'm in the middle of a show, so maybe after.
What's the show, Stick?
Actually, I just finished that today. The finale came out today. No,
how was it? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs up, big thumbs up.
Really?
Yeah,
and
really.
And not just because you're a golf fan, or was it a good show?
I really enjoyed the last episode.
Okay.
I'm actually watching Upload, though, which is an Amazon Prime that came out 3 years ago, and the final season is coming in August, so I'm getting prepared. I'm in season two now.
Okay.
And
it's good?
It's fantastic.
What's the genre?
Sci-fi. Upload is like when you die, you can get uploaded into a virtual reality, like your conscious goes to an AI.
Okay.
And one guy dies, and his girlfriend puts him into the program, but he was murdered.
Therein lies the caper, the mystery, right?
He's just trying to figure out who killed him.
I'll check it out. All right. This is exciting, folks. After the news, Kaylin Cole will be here. We're going to hear her new song, and she is always just a blast to talk to. I'm hoping, Conrad, asked her to do the British accent. I don't know if she will. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed. She's as entertaining as she is talented. So we're coming right back with Kaylin. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks. Find the lady with the fat diamond ring. Then you know I can't remember a damn thing. I think it's one of those deja vu things. Or a dream is trying to tell me something. But will I ever stop thinking about it? I don't know. I doubt it. Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess Who.
makes her work? I guess I'll leave that question to the experts.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. An Ivy League college has agreed to pay more than $200 million in a deal with the Trump administration over allegations of anti-Semitism. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The settlement with Columbia may serve as a template for Harvard and other universities.
All have had federal research funding frozen. Local officials in Russia's far eastern Amur region say crews have found the burning wreckage of a plane that went down near the Chinese border. The BBC's Olga Malachevska.
43 passengers on the plane, including 5 children, and they also say about 6 crew members.
Police released hundreds of documents on the investigation into the murders of 4 University of Idaho students hours after the admitted killer, Brian Koberger, was sentenced to 4 life terms. CBS's Andres Gutierrez from Boise.
As part of his plea deal, Koberger waived the right to appeal, locked away now with his secrets for the rest of his life.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The next step for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field. This will be head coach Matt LaFleur's 7th training camp in Green Bay. And although they've been to the playoffs nearly every year, I asked him, has he thought about what else is there left to do to get to the next step, a Super Bowl?
That's what we're always hunting, is trying to figure out how to get everybody to elevate. Myself, our staff, our support staff, and certainly our players, because they're the ones out there going to play the game. So that is at the forefront of our mind all the time.
Baseball. Brewers with a 10-2 win over the Mariners. The crew has now won 10 games in a row. Whenever they've had pitcher Quinn Priester on the mound.
You know, I attribute a lot of his success to the pace. You know what I mean? Like, he just gets it and goes, gets it and goes, gets it and goes. Doesn't give you a lot of time. There's not a lot of trepidation. There seems like there's a lot of conviction. Ball sinking, and then he's got a little cutter, he's got a little curveball, a little slider, and he's attacking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four: First Steps is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie, and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. If you like the supernatural and the Franco brother that isn't Creepy James, check it out. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially early on today, and then gradually clearing by later this afternoon. It's going to be cooler, but still muggy. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunder shower, mid-60s tomorrow. Partly cloudy with an isolated late-day storm, high 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Matt Nair on air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, we celebrate democracy and what can make it stronger, what reforms are needed. I got all-star guests for the entire show. This is going to be a special one, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This is Nightlight, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, and it is so great to have you with me tonight. We are coming to you live from Madison tonight, all week, and it is a gorgeous night here. I understand they're having some weather up north, but it's sunny and 70 in the studio because Kalen Cole is here. The up-and-comer, what do you call yourself? Are you an up-and-comer? Are you, have you arrived?
I definitely have not arrived. I think what they say is like an emerging artist.
Okay. That works.
But yeah, I'm just here.
Yeah.
You know? I just take, you know, whatever comes.
We said that Kalen is a other mic. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I think we have to switch mics.
Yeah.
Is that right, Conrad? Is
the one on the other side of you, Pete.
On the other side of me. Oh, do you mind coming around here? So she just dropped gold. And I don't know if we can recreate that for the audience. But we'll do it our best. All right, we're having some technical. I'm not a tech guy. Oh, that's
hello, hello,
Kalen. That's awesome. Now we've got Kalen Cole, folks.
Is this better?
Emerging artist Kalen Cole. Now I have to scoot over too, which I'll do, so we can have you on camera and live on the stream here.
Perfect.
She joins us here at Nightlight. You've officially become a friend of the show.
Yes.
How's that feel?
I love it. I love it.
I hope we're friends of yours.
Oh yes.
Do you talk about us when you go to Nashville?
Yes, I do.
Do you ever, like, in the middle of your set, go, you know, there's a radio host up in Madison. He's a pretty special guy. I've been on a show a few times.
My friend Pete. no, but I can.
Would it kill you to work me into conversation?
No,
All right, very good. Kalen Cole is here. She's been on the show many times. She's immensely talented, Nashville-based singer-songwriter. And how has your trip been here? How long have you been here in Wisconsin? This is your home state.
Yeah.
And you did some shows. How did it go?
It went well. My friend Lexi Liu was actually supposed to be with me.
Oh.
But I have 3 shows this coming week. Okay. And I just got up here yesterday, last night. And so I'm so glad we were able to do this. But she was supposed to be here, and her dad ended up passing away.
Oh,
so,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but she's a strong cookie. She'll get through it.
She's been on the show too. You guys were in Green Bay with me one night, and you guys played, and she was outstanding.
Yeah, she's phenomenal, but it's always good to take time for yourself, especially with things like that. So She's with her family, which is the best decision, I think, for her. And I'm still going to, if anybody listening, that if you're coming to shows that I have posted, I'm doing 50% of the tips are going to Lexi's family.
Oh, wow.
So I'd love to help support her, you know, in this time. So
we'll give her our best. She's always welcome back on the show, too, with or without you. She's very talented and a lovely person. So you keep segueing into these accents, and I don't know what to do with it. I love your British accent.
I don't know what to do with it either. I don't know what
I'm
doing.
Was that in New York?
I have no idea.
We got to think of it. It's Kalen speak.
Yeah, I guess. It's a...
The British. Stick with the British, though.
I think you've
affected. Let's hear some British. Talk about your new song in a British accent.
Oh, man. Okay. if anything happens, like, in 2-3 years, they're totally going to dig this up, and they're just going to repost it on Twitter or something.
They're going to go, this is gold.
This is gold, apparently. Right. But, so, this new song is kind of Australian.
We're in Wisconsin. We don't know
the difference. I know. And that's true. this new song is called Mistreated Right. Yeah, this is totally an Australian accent. Now I'm nervous. Now I can't get out of it.
You should be serious because your music is so great. So
thank you.
Can shelf the British accent. Just tell us about this great new song. It's fantastic. Tell us everything.
So it's called Mistreated Right. It's a play on words. I love writing like double entendres or play on word kind of songs. I sat down with my friends Micah Kennedy and Jared Morris, and they're two like manly men. And I was like, I want to write a song about treating a girl right. And they're like, okay. So we put our heads together and we came up with this really cool Kelsey Ballerini inspired country song. I wouldn't think that this was like my first choice of music stylistically, but it's really fun. And I've also stopped putting myself in a box, I guess, of like, this is how I should sound or whatever. Yeah. And so I was like, you know what? This is a really fun song. It's very summery, very fun to like make fun videos with, because as an artist, it is sometimes tiring to lip sync to your song and post it on social media and be doing what everybody else is doing.
Right.
But if the song's fun, it's a lot easier to do that. Okay. So I've found myself actually enjoying it here and there.
Do you have a video for the song?
I do.
Do you?
Not a music video, but just like a video that I've, a 30-second clip or whatever, multiple of them.
Are you going to do like a video, like a full-blown?
We'll see. I don't know. I funded this myself. I have a couple of other songs coming out this summer, but if it's in the budget, why not? So
you got to find that up-and-coming filmmaker who can do something cool for cheap that... It still looks amazing. You
know? Yeah, that would be awesome. Just kind of helping each other out.
So. Yeah, definitely. So where, should we hear the song and then talk about it? Let's do that.
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Kaylin Cole is here in the studio doing various accents, but the silliness has to stop because we have this amazing song. She's giving us a sneak preview here, and this is called Mistreated.
Mistreated Right.
Mistreated Right, and you're hearing it here on Nightlight. Here's a sneak preview of our friend Kaylin Cole's new song.
Out on another vacation, southbound, yes, I was mistaken. We were wrong, so I took a right onto misery lane. I don't care about my reflection.
Very well done.
Thank you.
I love that song.
Thank you.
It's so fun to listen to it. Like, you perform that when you've been on the show previously with an acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. And there's something, I have a soft spot for any performer just with a voice and an acoustic guitar. I think it's pure beauty.
Oh, thank you.
But that, the composition is so good. Who did that? Did you work with a producer, or is that all you, or
no,
a collaborative effort?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell
so
me about it.
Kate Malone is my producer in Nashville, and her husband Devin Malone has been on tour with like the Rascal Flatts. Mm. What's his name? Hunter Hayes, and just a bunch of people in Nashville. And he played the Today Show in New York today.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And so they sat down, and I've had them do a couple of songs before, but they ended up doing what's called a pre-production meeting with me. And so we hit the studio for 5 songs in one day with these grade A musicians in Nashville, and just told them like, hey, this is what this song is supposed to sound like. And we had talked about that in our pre-production meeting. So we were able to get the sound correct before even getting in the studio. Because you only have, you know, like 6 hours to record.
Right.
So I was like, I want an upbeat, a summer feeling bop, just something like empowering women or even mm-hmm. men too. Like, you know, if you're not treated right in a relationship, like, get out of it. What are you doing? And then just wanted it to be like Kelsea Ballerini inspired. So that's kind of what made Mistreated Right. And I love the banjo in it. It's so fun.
It's a really fun song.
Thank you.
And it was, like I said, when you performed it with the acoustic guitar in the studio, it was great too. But it's really just a lot going on from the composition. And what do you do when you have a producer who might suggest stuff and you really respect that producer and you need that producer as an artist?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, you know, you have the song. You have the guitar. That's really all you need. But to take a song to another level, you work with these people you respect. And what do you do if they suggest something that you don't like?
I'm honest.
Okay.
it's all about relationships,
yeah.
Right? And like cultivating and maintaining them. So I've got a great relationship with my producer. I love her. And sometimes we'll even go her route. We were actually in the studio the other day for the last song that is kind of on a project that I'm working on. We were talking about the composition of it, her and her husband, who's like kind of like the music director for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking back and forth. And some of the stuff that she was saying, I was like, I don't know if I agree with that. But we ended up doing like Majority Says. And also at the end of the day, it is my project.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of musicians who are independent forget about that, how they're like, well, without your songs or the people that you've written with, it's like they wouldn't have that project to work on. It's great to be collaborative, but also, you know, put your foot down. But my producer, her and I see eye to eye on a lot of stuff.
Boy, that's so important. All right, we have to do a very quick break. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a couple minutes with Kaylin Cole, who's hanging out here for the last part of the show. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are riding on the freeway.
Building and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The voices of 86% of Maine voters were silenced July 14th as a federal appeals court found a 2023 ballot initiative limiting political spending by foreign-owned corporations likely violates the Constitution's right to free speech. Question 2 passed with an astounding 86.4% support after foreign corporations flooded Maine with advertising to get voters to approve a hydroelectric transmission corridor from Canada through Maine. The power companies and the Maine media, which benefited from millions in advertising dollars, sued on free speech grounds.
Federal rules prohibit campaign contributions by foreign entities in federal elections, but don't address state spending or ballot initiatives. Question 2 prohibited foreign entities or subsidiaries with 5% or more foreign ownership from making contributions to candidates or ballot measures, required disclosure of advertising funding, and mandated disclosure whenever a foreign government attempted to influence an issue in Maine. A 3-judge panel agreed with the lower court's finding that determining whether multinational corporations exceeded 5% foreign ownership would be hard to enforce. It also agreed that the political spending limits would have a chilling effect on the right of corporations to speak out on issues. Another Maine money and politics case was decided July 15th, but this one is headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. More on that in our next report. I'm Brian Beal.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is, and is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Bumpers rolling. Can we use that in our bumpers? Conrad, let's use that in the bumpers.
Sounds good.
This show needs more Kaylin Cole, I've decided. So tell us about, what do you have coming up? You're here. You just got here. You got some shows coming up. So tell us about it.
So I basically live in Wisconsin in the summer.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But, I mean, you kind of just have to go where your fans are, you know?
Right.
And right now they're in the Midwest, and I like it. So it's great. But tomorrow I'm at Moxie's in La Crosse.
Okay.
I was born in La Crosse, and my parents used to go to the bar at Moxie's all the time. It's hilarious.
Way.
Yeah, my mom was like, wait, you're doing that? So I'm there from 6 to 9 p.m. And then I am in Tumbled Rock Brewery in Baraboo from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday.
Okay.
And then I'm at Uncle Mike's in Appleton, Wisconsin from like 8 to noon.
Wow. So, that's a long set.
Yeah.
You gonna a couple repeats in there? I hope. Oh my God.
Yeah, or just a lot of stories. A lot of accents and stories. We'll figure it out.
Work on that Indian accent while you're up there.
You
gotta break that out, you know?
Yeah. I've done that on a podcast before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Just as a goof?
Yeah. Well, they told me, they were like, so you do accents. Apparently everybody knows that I do accents, except me.
You just kind of go in and out of it. It's very seamless. It's impressive.
It's part of my social awkwardness.
Terry from Wausau says, will you be in Nashville last week of August?
Terry, I don't think so. I think I'm actually singing. Let me check my calendar. I think because I manage myself. So,
Your mom with you. Why don't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't mom want to manage you a little bit?
Yeah, I wish. She could probably manage me in the summer, but she's a teacher.
Oh,
so she's got a lot on her plate.
She's got a lot on her plate. That's a good excuse.
Terry, I won't be, but you should come back down to Nashville. Follow me at Kaylin Cole on anywhere, and we can connect. Definitely connect with me.
Great plan.
I'll message you.
Yeah, that's excellent. All right. So where did the what do you have a song that you like to play the most? Like, you're doing a set. Do you have those moments where you're like, and when I was a comic, I used to be, oh God, this is a tough crowd. I can't wait to get to the money joke.
Yeah.
Do you have that with your music? I mean, I'm sure everything I've heard from you is just great, but do you have songs you like to play more than others?
Yes, I do. There's a couple covers that I really like because I've done my own spin on them. And people are like, oh, wow, that's cool. Like Drops of Jupiter by Train. Love that song.
Nice.
Every time that I play that, people are like, oh, that was all right.
Can people hear that on...
No. Like,
just because it's someone else's song?
Yeah. You'd have to come to a live show to get that one.
There you go.
But I really love playing my original song, Goner. And I've played that in Green Bay with you before.
Yeah.
It was the first song that I ever played for you.
Yeah, when Lexi was there. Yeah, I remember that. Sure.
And I just love that song because I wrote that one with Lexi. Lexi and I write really well together. But I wrote that one with Lexi and Marla Cannon Goodman, who wrote I'm the Fool with a Fool, Leanne Womack.
Okay.
And then she also wrote One More Shot of Jose Cuervo. Can't remember who that's by, but it's a big country song as well. But we wrote that song, and I've had multiple people come up to me and just be like, that sounds like you when you sing that. Because, you know, sometimes you fall into the feeling of trying to sound like somebody else, especially with covers or whatnot. But there, every single time I play that, people are like, that one sounds like you.
It's so funny. I used to be like this. You know, at least when I started out, I was kind of like jaded. I was like, I don't like covers. I write your own stuff. Blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah. But as I get older, I love a cover. I love when somebody puts their own spin on a song, and it doesn't take anything away from the original artist, but you're like, it's just great to hear a different interpretation.
Yeah. That's kind of how Morgan Wallen blew up because of Jason Isbell's Cover Me Up. Yeah.
Really?
He was on The Voice, and then, you know, he kind of gained some following there and then came out with Cover Me Up. 3-4 years after that. I don't know. I don't follow his career that close. I got too much to worry about. But yeah, then he blew up. But then Jason Isbell blew up again because it's his song.
Yeah.
So
that's so cool. Do you have venues in Wisconsin you like that are your favorite? Do you
yes.
have a place? Where?
I do. Harvest Moon Pond, I love.
I like that
It's
name.
A small venue in Poinette. And I've been fortunate enough to sell that venue out every single time that I play.
Wow, good for you.
It's 250 tickets. And I love that place because I feel like people really get to know me during my performance.
Yeah.
I'll play covers. I'll play a lot of originals. Mainly, I save my new material at the end of the summer when I play there. So people have like a reason to go like, something new is going to pop up. But then I also love like giving them a Love Life update or like cracking a couple jokes. You know, accidentally doing accents.
You cannot do stand-up. This is the third time you've mentioned that you like to tell jokes and do stand-up. And I'm sure you'd be great at it, but you're pretty good at this, too. So I would stay in this lane for now. But be funny during your shows, because I'm sure you get some laughs.
I think that's the shtick. But, like, people want an experience.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, this has been really fun. Thank you so much. And I love the different sound of this than when you did
Thank
it.
You.
I like them both, but this is really fun and a really great accomplishment. So I hope it sells like gangbusters, and I hope you have great shows while you're here.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me again.
Kaylin Cole, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we'll see you in about a week, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We have rescheduled Frank Anderson, folks, for Friday night. He'll be here at 6:35. I will still be here in Madison. Frank will be back then, and it's a Bar Band Friday night. Thank you to Terry Barr, too, for introducing me to Kaylin Cole and making us friends. So that's fun. Kaylin's mom was here. She's watching.
She didn't want to be in here, though.
She could have.
I know. We could have put her in the hot seat.
Whole family. tomorrow night on the show, legendary radio host Steve Cochran will be here. He'll be making the popcorn pick of the week. And then... we have Tim Sowers from the Overture Center right across the street. He's going to talk about upcoming events and the great shows they do there, too. So on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad and Kaylin Cole, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
If he was here right now, he'd make a plan and he'd follow through. That's what Brian Boitano do. When Brian Boitano was in the Olympics skating for the gold, he did 2 sow cows and a triple lutz while wearing a blindfold. When Brian Boitano was in the Alps fighting grizzly bears, he used his magical fire breath and saved the maiden. I want this bee chip out of me. It has stunted my vocabulary. And I just want my mom to stop fighting everyone.
Or Wendy, I'll be an activist too, cause that's what Brian Boitano do.
That's what Brian Boitano do. He call the kids in town and tell them to unite.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Reports say the Attorney General told President Trump months ago his name was mentioned in the Epstein files, which is not necessarily a sign of wrongdoing. CBS's Erica Brown on another development.
The House Oversight Committee passed a motion to subpoena Epstein's co-conspirator and convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell to appear for a deposition.
Columbia University's reached a $200 million agreement with the Trump administration over claims of anti-Semitism. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The government will not interfere with university decision-making or the implementation of these changes. Columbia will be able to address these matters independently.
New statistics show crimes are down across the board in the U.S. CBS's Anna Schechter.
We have been seeing murder rates drop over the last couple of years, but it's not until right now that we're seeing those numbers get down to pre-pandemic levels.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.